Pro-Life to the Max is produced and broadcast by WOMB 89.9 FM Catholic Radio in Bloomington, Indiana.
Ave Maria, welcome to Pro-Life to the Max, a weekly half-hour radio program under the patronage of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that is dedicated to keeping you informed on local, state, and national pro-life issues and efforts and inspiring you to get involved. I'm Monica Siefker, your host for the program. So very happy and blessed to be here with you today. Thanks so much for joining me on this beautiful feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. Of course, if you're catching the program on Sunday, the feast has passed, but that's okay because the entire month of October is dedicated to Our Lady and her Rosary. The Blessed Virgin Mary told Blessed Alain de la Roche, "You shall obtain all you ask of me by the recitation of the Rosary." And that is such hopeful and wonderful news for all of us as we continue to pray the Rosary every day in this Respect Life Month for an end to abortion and for the building up of a culture of life and purity. Well, as we've mentioned numerous times on Pro-Life to the Max, the root cause of abortion can be traced back to the widespread acceptance of contraception. Well, we have a special treat for you today on this very subject. Marilyn Haywood, a registered nurse who helps manage the new Franciscan Fertility Care Center in Indianapolis, will be joining me here shortly to talk about her work at the center and about how a woman's God-given fertility is a blessing and not a curse. This is a very important topic in this Respect Life Month, and we're grateful to have Marilyn on here to discuss it. But as always, before we go any further, let's begin in prayer. Almighty and all-loving God, in the beginning you created them, male and female, as a sign of the covenant with your people, the covenant which you would later seal with the most precious blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the sublime gift that is the life-giving one-flesh union of husband and wife, and we ask you for the grace always to cherish, revere, and foster it as you intended, the foundational good of human society and the icon of the union between Christ and His Church. Help us to be wise, bold, and charitable messengers of the good news of the Church's teaching on human sexuality, so that a culture of love, life, and marriage may flourish in our land. Open the minds and hearts of those far away from this truth. Heal those harmed by its rejection, and strengthen those committed to living it out and inspiring others to do the same. By means of this grace, grant us peace with one another and happiness with you now in this life, and to know its perfect fulfillment forever in the life that is to come. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, head and bridegroom of the Church, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. And let's go now to this week's In the News. A survey conducted by the Guttmacher Institute shows that at least 66 abortion facilities in 15 states have stopped performing abortions since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The number of facilities still providing abortions in those 15 states, which include Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, and Wisconsin, dropped from 79 before the June 24th decision to 13 as of October 2nd. Those 13 remaining centers that are still performing abortions can all be found in Georgia, where a heartbeat law is in effect. Guttmacher likewise noted how Indiana, Ohio, and South Carolina also have abortion restrictions, which could possibly go into effect as the court cases are resolved, impacting further the number of clinics that perform abortions. Much more research will need to be conducted to grasp the full extent of the chaos, confusion, and harm that the U.S. Supreme Court has unleashed on people needing abortions, Rachel Jones, a Guttmacher researcher, told the Associated Press, but the picture that is starting to emerge should alarm anyone who supports reproductive freedom and the right to bodily autonomy, Jones stated. And in response to state abortion restrictions, Planned Parenthood is arranging for a mobile abortion clinic, a 37-foot RV, to drive to strategic points along the Illinois border to offer abortions to women from Missouri, Kentucky, and Tennessee, where the killing of the unborn is currently banned. The abortion clinic on wheels, which features a small waiting area, laboratory, and two exam rooms, intends to hand out bought abortion pills up to 11 weeks gestation, with plans to extend to surgical abortions sometime next year. Dr. Colleen McNicholas, the chief medical officer for St. Louis Planned Parenthood, told the AP News that the mobile abortion clinic is a way to reduce travel times and distances in order to meet patients at the Illinois border. The Prairie State is known for its very liberal abortion laws, and women from neighboring states have been flocking there since the overturning of Roe. Sadly, abortions resumed at the Bloomington Planned Parenthood this past Thursday, with around 20 women going into the facility to have their unborn children killed. Last week, the Indiana Court of Appeals rejected Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita's request to expedite the legal battle over Indiana's abortion ban and to lift the temporary injunction on it. Both petitions were denied, meaning the legal battle over the law will likely continue on for months. Your prayers during this intense spiritual battle are needed now more than ever, so be sure to sign up for this fall's 40 Days for Life campaign going on now. Lots of help is needed to cover the Bloomington Planned Parenthood in continual prayer until Sunday, November 6th. You can go to 40daysforlife.com/Bloomington to sign up for an hour or more to pray at 421 South College Avenue. And that's your weekly in the news. Well, the dangers and downsides of contraception continue to manifest themselves in many ways. And more women are having their eyes open to the serious physical, mental, and spiritual side effects of the pill and other hormonal contraceptives. As well, the church's perennial warnings on the acceptance and use of contraception is being vindicated by the total breakdown of marriage and family life, the degradation and coarsening of womanhood, and the collapse of morals in general. Now is the time for the church and her members to step forward and boldly, joyfully, and zealously proclaim the good news of living in respect for the full truth of the conjugal act for the benefit of body, mind, and soul. Here in our archdiocese, we have some wonderful doctors and nurses doing just that. Some of them are found at the recently established Franciscan Fertility Care Center, and one of them, Marilyn Haywood, is with us today. Marilyn, welcome back to Pro-Life to the Max. It's been a while since we've had you on, and it's long overdue.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on and allowing me to explain the services that we're providing here at the Franciscan Fertility Care Center.
Okay, great. And you know what? I'm sure you have been one busy lady over these past few years, working hard in the Lord's Vineyard. And I can't wait to hear about your efforts because there are some phenomenal things going on. So, Marilyn, now you're a registered nurse who works as a fertility care practitioner at the Franciscan Fertility Care Center, which is located on East Southport Road in Indianapolis. Do I have that right?
That is correct.
Okay, yeah. Great. So I guess let's first start off by having you explain what fertility care is and what do you do as a fertility care practitioner?
Yeah, good question. So many people assume because we have fertility care in our name that we only care for women who are wanting to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And although that's certainly part of what we do, we also provide care to all females who are in their reproductive years, from puberty to perimenopause. So I've had patients from 14 to 49 years old. So, and fertility care is just that. We teach women to appreciate the awesome design of our bodies using the God-given biomarkers, that which is cervical mucus and bleeding that exist, and how to care for that gift. So we teach them that our fertility is not a problem to be solved, or a disease to be cured, but it's a gift.
And how we need to hear that nowadays, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what kind of staff is available then at your center?
So we have the fertility care practitioner who teaches the woman to chart her cycles using the Creighton Model Fertility Care System. It's a solid, science-based method that's been around for 40-plus years. And through this charting, a woman's chart is like a window to her reproductive system, and it shows the hormonal shifts that take place. And the fertility care practitioners, we have two, myself and another RN. We also have a receptionist who does all of our scheduling and, she's the glue that holds the office together. And we fertility care practitioners, we're known as FCPs. When we see those cycle abnormalities that may exist in a woman's chart, patients are then referred to one of our Creighton-trained physicians. These people are known as our medical consultants, and currently Franciscan has five of them.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we have three on the south side of Indy, one in Carmel and one in Lafayette.
Great. And now you said that there's two of you there that are teaching the Creighton method. Are there others available throughout the Archdiocese teaching other methods as well?
There are. So the ones that I'm most familiar with, of course, is the Creighton model. There's one other fertility care center that exists. It's located at Magnificat Family Medicine on the north side of Indianapolis. That's with Dr. Casey Del Coco. She's a medical consultant. She also has fertility care practitioners at her practice. And then Dr. Holly Smith, although she doesn't have a, quote, center just yet, she has a fertility care practitioner that's going to be that is undergoing training, actually, and will soon be a center. And Dr. Holly Smith practices in Fishers. So both of these physicians are also trained in the Creighton method, but we are the first center of our kind in the Archdiocese to be affiliated with the hospital system.
Okay, yeah, and that just really backs up the medical and science behind it, doesn't it?
Yes, certainly.
And then certainly if there's problems then, too, how comforting it is to know to have the medical personnel behind there to help as well.
Right.
Yeah. So how did the idea of having a fertility center like this come about?
So I have been an RN for a long time, for 25 years, but only learned about Creighton 7 years ago. And I did my due diligence finding out about it through talking to Dr. Casey Del Coco and other fertility care practitioners, of which there were only two in the Indianapolis area at the time. Now we have 13.
That's incredible.
And but I was so shocked and disappointed when I found out during my education that I was so disappointed that this information wasn't provided to me not only during my nurse's training, but just as an individual during my own reproductive years. And literally on the second night of my education, I called my husband and said, I'm going to bring this to Franciscan.
Oh, wow.
So, in addition to working as a staff nurse at the hospital half-time, I then established my own small center to teach the method. And through God's providence, about 3 years later, I met a physician who had the same vision as I. He then completed his medical consultant training, and then I was blessed to be able to present our vision for the hospital program to the hospital's leadership, including the Sisters of St. Francis, who are at the helm. They prayed for this to come to fruition after hearing my presentation, and a year and a half later, in November of 2020, the leadership hired myself and Dr. Michael Padilla to establish the Franciscan Fertility Care Center.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you if that physician was by any chance Michael Padilla, because he just received the Archbishop O'Meara Respect Life Award, didn't he?
He sure did.
Yeah, well earned, too.
Yeah, he has his hands in a little bit of everything and anything that has to do with Respect Life. He's an awesome colleague to work with. I'm so blessed to have made his acquaintance those years ago. And we laugh and say we felt like we've known each other for 10 years when in reality it's been about 4.5.
So he's like your medical director then for your center, is that correct?
He is.
Now, besides couples coming to you to avoid or achieve a pregnancy then using a woman's fertility biomarkers, I know you mentioned there were other benefits to learning and using fertility care systems. So can you talk about some of those?
Sure. So first of all, in addition to being a very effective method of natural family planning, which you mentioned, it also allows a woman to learn about the natural function of her body. It can be used if a woman has had a miscarriage, preterm birth, irregular cycles, any hormonal problems, including like period-related acne or PMS or any headaches or migraines or something that might be period-related, ovarian cysts, any unusual bleeding, and it also shows the effects of stress on the cycle, that mind-body connection. Just in that charting, like conditions that I see, like some brown or rust-colored bleeding or premenstrual spotting or dry cycles. Some women think that they can't come to us because we're a cervical mucus method and they don't have any mucus. They say we have completely dry cycles. Well, we say, oh, absolutely, you need to come to us because we need to find out why you don't have cervical mucus. So they're all symptoms. All of those things are symptoms of an underlying problem. And our goal here at the center is to restore a woman's cycle to its health.
Yeah, that sounds so awesome and so, like I said, so very needed in our world today, because we tend to just throw harmful chemicals and devices at everything, don't we?
You betcha.
Yeah, instead of getting to the root cause of those problems, which I love about this. So do you meet with the women? Is it in-office visits all the time? Can you do it virtually? How's that work?
Yeah, good question. We do both. So I prefer to meet with them at least in person for the introductory session. I think that helps both of us to kind of get a feel for each other. But obviously, if they're farther away, like right now I'm meeting with we have a patient in Arizona who happens to be a medical student.
Wow.
She learned about me from one of her friends who happens to work at the Women's Care Center.
Awesome.
I'm meeting with a couple who live in Fair Oaks, Indiana, so a couple hours away. So I meet in virtually. I'm able to do every session virtually, or every session in person, or a mixture of. I do like to meet with the women and the husband or fiance in the marriage prep programs together, because I think it's really important for the man to realize his role in the fertility, in their combined fertility.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about that for a moment, because you know what? Most men know very little or nothing about the subject, right, of fertility, and even about how contraceptives even work and the harm they can do to the woman that they love, right? So then we have all the artificial birth control geared at the women, and men are kind of left out, so to speak, especially when it comes to being responsible for family planning decisions and things like that. And then there's a lot of communication loss. So what role do men play in this fertility awareness?
Yeah, so we, as I said, we encourage the fiancés or the husbands to attend at least the introductory session and if possible, even the first couple of follow-up visits, so that they can really get a good idea of what the system is about, and so that they can support the woman's use of the system. And every single time, without exception, the men come, they're shocked at what they learn. Even I have had men who are medical students or residents.
Are you really? So they're not even learning it there?
Right.
Wow.
So they're shocked at what they learn, not only about the woman's body, but also their own. For instance, from the time a male experiences puberty, by and large, they're considered to be fertile. And conversely, a woman's only fertile for approximately 5 to 8 days. So we concentrate on their, you know, combined fertility. So our kind of motto is the woman observes, because she's the one making the observations. The man supports, therefore the couple uses. We also teach that there's value in constraint and delayed gratification if they're trying to avoid a pregnancy and therefore, of course, avoid having intercourse on those days of fertility. We teach them that the woman isn't there just for their sexual pleasure. And there are other ways to express their affection besides just sex. Now, this may sound odd, but for those couples who have been on hormonal birth control for years, I'm talking sometimes 25 years, this is a difficult concept for them. They're both used to having sex whenever it's convenient. And so this new idea of constraint and delayed gratification is a new concept for them.
Sure. But what a necessary virtue and some behavior modification that really needs to go on in society in general, because we see it in so many ways, not only with the topic of sex, but with food and everything else, where we just, everything is at our fingertips. We don't have to delay gratification. We get whatever we want, and that can create a lot of problems for individuals and relationships and thus all of society. So what an important element that you're involved with here in teaching.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So what would a session, what does that kind of look like? Just give us a quick run through of what you're teaching, if you can, just in general terms.
Sure. Sure. In the introductory session, we have a, kind of a general comments, the history of the fertility care system, how it was founded upon Catholic teachings, and then the many years of research and scientific evidence-based medicine that it has led to. We even have our own science that was created in the 1990s that go along with it, and that's what led to the physicians getting trained. Dr. Hilger is the founder of it. He wrote a 4-inch thick textbook that is called the Medical and Surgical Practice of Naprotechnology. That's our science that goes along with it. So we teach them the overview of the system, and then we go over just a brief anatomy and physiology lesson. I always tell them, you know, think sixth grade birds and bees talk, or even freshman health talk. And you know, for many of them, that was just a few years prior. For others, it's been 20 years.
A long time.
Mm-hmm. So we do that, and then we have a general overview of the Creighton model. And I always say, don't worry about taking notes, because this is just a general overview of the system and how it works. And then at that time, we, you know, kind of go over the mechanics of the charting very briefly. I give them their materials. If they decide, yep, this is something that I'd like to follow through with, and then we make the appointment for their first follow-up session. And so they begin charting, you know, as soon as they have enough time to read the user manual, kind of get acquainted, better acquainted with the mechanics of the charting. And then they make an appointment for usually about 10 to 16 days out from our introductory session to come back for me to check their charting.
Mm-hmm. So you're there all along and walking with them and looking over charts and helping them. And
absolutely. And I always tell them, I'm just an email away. I say, I may not answer your email within the first hour, but I will always answer your email by the end of the day. So we're here. We literally want to walk with them. And I have I've gotten emails from people on their honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, questions.
And phone calls from people on their honeymoon. And so I'm just right there with them because I want to help them to use this in a successful way, in the way that is, you know, in concert with God's design, and just love doing it, love being a part of that.
Yeah. So about how many sessions then do you spend with a woman or a couple in order where she's feeling comfortable and like, I can do this?
Yeah. So usually by their fifth session. So the first four sessions are held just 2 weeks apart. So we can help them to gain confidence in use of the system so I can make those necessary corrections. And so it can be tailor-made to her, and I can, you know, help her interpret those observations. And I have one woman now that's a client, that a patient, and she's had three follow-ups with me, and she's cried at all of her follow-ups because she's able, because I'm here listening to the problems that she has told her mainstream physician for years, and they've just answered her with, well, you know, don't compare your, you know, cycle to Suzy Q. We're all, you know, you're all women, you're all different, and this is normal. So what's normal for her may not be normal for you. And now I'm teaching her that, no, it is not normal to have a 14-day period. It is not normal to be bleeding mid-cycle or to have, you know, this severity of your, you know, cramping and your PMS and all of this. And she's so touched that someone is actually listening to her and that she has a physical chart she can look at and understand what's going on in her body.
Wow, that's neat. And so then what are some of the resolutions then for the female irregularities and problems then?
Yeah, so through that chart, like I said, it's like a window. And through the chart, we're able to do more targeted testing. So if a woman you think has a 28-day cycle, and then let's say, oh, let's on day 22, let's get a progesterone level, when in fact most women don't have a 28-day cycle. Only about 30% of women have a 28-day cycle.
Oh, wow.
So getting that, you know, that's just kind of the mainstream date is day 22 of their cycle. Well, if she has a longer cycle, then she may not even have progesterone yet because maybe she hasn't even ovulated yet. So just by looking at the chart, the physicians are able to do more targeted hormone profiles and maybe ultrasounds of the ovaries to check the follicles and the eggs. And by looking at the chart, they're able to see those important hormonal shifts that take place and then, you know, do it in what we call cooperatively with the cycle. So instead of just blindly getting blood draws on this day and this day, they say, okay, you identify your peak day, and then on day 3, 5, 7, and 9, let's get some hormones and make sure that progesterone level is going up and being where it should be.
Yeah, very in-depth there. I mean, this sounds like, too, that something so many women can benefit from, even those, you know, those younger women that aren't even married yet. Do you just recommend, I mean, would this be good just for any young woman to take, just to even get to know her body and her cycle?
Absolutely. I'm actually preparing it's a presentation for my 12-year-old granddaughters, because I want to just to get the basics, just so it's not such a, you know, shameful or embarrassing.
Yes, yes.
You know, they just need to know this is normal, and this is your body preparing for greatness.
Right. Beautiful way to express it. And that kind of ties into just kind of in the light of the movement afoot in society, kind of to erase woman. So I see this as your the fertility care center there is just really helping to stop that, some of that erosion of what it means to be a woman and protecting her dignity. What do you think about that?
Oh, it is so important. I want to shout it from the rooftop.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I'm so blessed to be affiliated with the hospital system, especially Catholic one, so I can better use this platform. You know, with my own little center, I had about 85 clients over the course of 5 years. And part of that was because I couldn't take any more because I was working half time. The other part, it was just, you know, word of mouth was how I got out. But to be able to have this platform of a 12 hospital system is so awesome. And every woman deserves to know this. It's just better health care. And especially with this new fad of gender identity, I mean, we have had some women who have the, some problems, and they're having they're questioning their identity as a woman. So I love teaching the young women about the beautiful and the perfect design of our bodies and the true purpose and the gift of our femininity. So ever so important.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think the fertility care center is just an antidote to a lot of what is going on in the world right now, because women do need to know that they are beautifully and wonderfully made. And I think that this goes a long way in helping that. So, see how quickly the time flies, Marilyn. It's incredible, because we're starting to wind down here. So I want to get in one more quick question. So tell us how this work that you all do there at the Franciscan Fertility Care Center fit in with Respect Life Month?
Golly, so, you know, many people think that Franciscan and fertility care don't go together. I've had people comment that because they think that we participate in methods of artificial reproduction, including IVF. And we actually get several calls about that per week, asking if we do IVF. And this provides the opportunity for me to share that not only is our method more effective in achieving a pregnancy and carrying the baby to term, but it also respects the dignity of the woman and the marriage. And instead of just creating life in a petri dish and discarding or freezing those leftovers, we get to the root of why they're experiencing their infertility. And through charting and medical treatment by one of our trained physicians, sometimes including surgery by one of our NAPRO technology trained physicians, that effectiveness rate to achieve a pregnancy in a couple experiencing infertility can go up to 80%. And I teach women from all walks of life that we value all life beginning at conception.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, how can listeners get a hold of you for more information on fertility care?
They can email me at marilyn.haywood@franciscanalliance.org, or they can call us directly at 317-528-7071, or they can just Google Franciscan Fertility Care Center, Indianapolis. Better yet, stop in and visit us. We'd love to show you around. We're at the northeast corner of Southport Road and US 31 on Indy's south side. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Great. I've been speaking with Marilyn Haywood from the Franciscan Fertility Care Center in Indianapolis. Marilyn, thanks so much for being with us today to share the good news found in the Creighton Model Fertility Care System and the center devoted to promoting it. It is such important work you are all doing there, and it's foundational to building up a culture of life and purity. And we just ask God to shower many graces and blessings upon your apostolate so that it will continue to grow and touch many souls for His glory and honor.
That's what we do, all for the glory of God. Thank you so much for the work that you do.
Thank you. You're welcome. We are out of time. Thanks so much for joining me today. Until next time, let us heed the warning of St. Maximilian Kolbe that the most deadly poison of our time is indifference. Let's pray for one another that we may be consumed with the desire to save lives and souls, to give the greatest possible honor and glory to God. Ave Maria.
The Thank you for listening to Pro-Life to the Max, a production of WOMB Catholic Radio. To learn more about this program and how you can help us to continue to produce and broadcast this content, visit us online at WOMBradio.com.